This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Triceptor Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Triceptor Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Friday, which means that I am in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo, and actually getting lovelier. We have to talk about that for an episode of Casual Friday. How are you, Elisa?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Elisa, did you just find a Macy's coupon that's expired? Right before the show, I look over at Elisa and I see her frown and shake her head like, no, this can't be, and tear something up. And is that a Macy's coupon?
It was in my briefcase, my computer bag.
And it's a Macy's coupon that expired, right?
It expired in November of 2012.
Elisa is not big into games, but she takes shopping to a game-like approach with, let me finish your statement. I'm not saying anything derogatory. Elisa can go to Macy's and buy something and walk out of there and they give her $10.
That's not true.
Now, if I use this coupon and then I have this coupon, now what if I use this card to pay for it? And then what about my cash back rewards? And then the next thing you know, it was $200 and she gets it for $16.
Well, I have to be a frugal shopper.
No, I know. I'm commending you. That's why I looked at you like, shook your head like, damn it, this one expired.
I have another one. No worries.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so I said that you are becoming more lovely, and I wasn't joking either.
Mm-hmm.
We have a new sponsor that Elisa has been working with called RG Cell, and they make the people behind RG Cell are some of the same people that were behind TA65. By the way, for those of you who think these face creams are all BS, and I did too. I got to be honest with you. I've always thought, women spend way too much money on these lotions, and it's just BS.
Well, when you told me that you were talking with RG Cell, I got excited because I went to their website, which you can go to from the banner ad on our website.
Supreme Radio, right?
And some of the ingredients in this, it's a facial serum. Some of the ingredients were just amazing. It has vitamin E oil, argan oil, hyaluronic acid, chamomile extract, caviar extract, EGF, which is a
endothelial growth factor. It actually has EGF in it, right?
It actually has EGF in it.
Right.
That was like the number one.
And it has, it's got like 16 different ingredients that each one of those by itself is used in different cosmeceuticals by itself, and they go, well, this is great.
This is the active ingredient.
Yeah, and this is like all 16 of them.
All the active ingredients in it. And it's a very powerful serum that I started using a week ago.
Right.
And I'm already having people say, and my skin, usually I get comments on my skin often.
Right.
And I'm already having people say to me, what are you doing to your skin?
Right.
Someone
asked you if you had Botox last night or something. Mm-hmm. They said, my God, what's going on with your skin?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, and I've only been using it for a week. I can't wait for a month.
Right.
You know?
The sponsor sent us samples and said, try it first, right?
Uh-huh.
So Elisa started trying it, and I really didn't invest a lot of
And I've only been using it once a day. I'm going to start using it in the morning and night and both and see what happens.
And so Elisa has had some fine lines beneath her eyes that have bothered you, right?
They bother me,
yeah,
yes.
Right? And I said to you the other day, I don't know if it's my imagination, but it looks like those lines are gone. And you said, I know. I noticed it too, but I can't, is it just me wishful thinking? And it's like every day that passes now.
That skin looks really plump in that area. It's right underneath my eyes, which is really tender skin.
Right.
Yeah.
So for the ladies out there, I'm going to try this stuff. I am. I'm going to try it myself because I really have terrible skin from years of sun worshiping, and I frown a lot. And
well, you just have your face is very expressive.
That's a nice way of saying it.
No, it is.
I guess old shoes are very expressive too.
No. So, and it's not, I mean, in the realm of the cosmetic world, it's not that expensive.
Well, there was one product that you used to buy that was three times the cost of this, that Provage stuff, right?
Right, and that had parabens in it.
Right, which that's another thing. This thing has nothing bad in it.
No,
on top
all
of,
the ingredients are natural.
Right, right.
So I'm real excited about it. I can't wait, like I said, for a month of use to see what happens.
Yeah, it's dramatic. And last night we were out at a friend's birthday party, mm-hmm. where everybody's complaining about getting older and older, and one of the wives looks over at Elisa and says, "Did you do something to your face? Is there something?" And this is somebody we see all the time.
All the time, because we're really good friends with these people.
She says, "Did you do something to your face?" And you were like, "No." You go, "Your face really looks something different about your
she
face."
Said,
she kept saying, "I know, right?" I know she was thinking like you had some
work. I have to let her in on the secret. So this is Super Bowl weekend.
Yes, how exciting for those of you who like sports.
Now, I have a question, Carl.
Yes.
Do you know who's playing in the Super Bowl?
Of course I do.
Oh, okay.
Two NFL teams, right? I'm right.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know. Is it the Patriots?
It's the Baltimore Ravens and the San Francisco 49ers.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Very cool.
Yeah, but I just, you know, Super Bowl, always you think about Super Bowl parties and everybody's indulging. And so I just looked at a couple recipes. I was thinking, well, if we go to a friend's house, I have to bring a dish. And I was thinking of something healthy that we could eat.
Yeah.
So I was just kind of checking out recipes online. I found a couple really good ones. Something that I had never thought about doing was, you know how you get stuffed baked potatoes, like what are they
twice,
called?
Twice baked potatoes.
Because
yeah.
I don't eat those. But right. they did this with like a stuffed sweet potato.
Wow, that does sound good.
It's
so
really...
you hollow the sweet potato out.
Yeah, and then you use some of the sweet potato. The recipe calls for kale, but I'd rather use spinach.
Mm-hmm.
No nitrate ham or bacon.
Right.
Low sodium cheese, mozzarella is what mm-hmm. it's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Cubed pineapple and green onions, and you mix it all together, and then restuff the potato.
Wow, that's a great idea.
The sweet potato. It's like a Hawaiian.
And then bake it off in the oven.
And bake it off in the oven. It's called a Hawaiian sweet potato.
That sounds great.
Doesn't that sound good?
That does sound good, yeah.
And then the other one was avocado hummus.
So how is avocado hummus not just guacamole?
Well, it has avocado and lemons and tahini mm-hmm. and garlic, and it's like guacamole, really.
It's a Middle Eastern version of guacamole.
Uh-huh, tomato, yeah. It sounds really good. Yeah. And I was thinking that would be good with an Ezekiel. They have the Ezekiel wraps that you can bake off in the oven and make them
crispy.
Those
are great, by the way, the Ezekiel wraps.
Well, yeah, if you like crunchy things.
Right.
And instead of, you know, you can bake that off in the oven and make it crunchy.
Yeah. And that, and you make those into, you turn them into chips.
Mm-hmm.
It should be said, when you want something crunchy. So
yes.
That's really great. So Super Bowl Sunday is here. Everybody's gearing up for Super Bowl. Also, we have to acknowledge the passing of a great man, a great mayor of New York. Ed Koch passed away at 88 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you something. You know I have complete disdain for politicians.
Mm-hmm.
But Ed Koch was not one of the politicians I have disdain for. He was a good politician. He was a great mayor of New York. The city ran very smooth under his guidance. But the thing that I liked most about Ed Koch was he was always looking for criticism. He always asked people, "Am I doing a good job?" And most people don't do that.
Well, wouldn't he stop people on the street and
yes,
ask them? I read that story.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's like, "Am I doing a good job?" He wanted to know. He didn't want to deflect criticism. He invited criticism because he felt there was opportunities for him to change the way he was doing things. And aside from his razor sharp wit, he had a razor sharp sense of fairness, and he was not your traditional politician. He really wasn't, and it's very sad to hear that he's passed. And I hope people remember him in their prayers today. So okay. There you go. What else do we have to talk about? Let's see here.
I wanted to talk about this. Someone posted on Facebook this picture. It's a photo of Kellogg's Eggo waffles.
Yes.
And they evidently now have a new label on there that says instead of warning, it says warming, W-A-R-M-I-N-G, warming right. label, keep within reach of children.
Right, because usually it would say warning label, keep out of reach of children. So they're having some fun with it, right?
Yeah, and it's cute. It's a cute marketing technique.
Right.
But they spend almost $800,000 to defeat Prop 37 in California.
And they cited the reason of...
that it would cost too much money to put labels on their food stating that they had genetically modified
ingredients.
Yes, yes.
But apparently it's not too expensive to do something campy and fun to sell more product.
Exactly.
Yeah, so they're hypocrites.
Mm-hmm.
And would you expect anything less of the average major food manufacturer today? Really? Mm-hmm. As it says, I think the important thing is that you're pointing this out. You know, people need to remember this. The problem that with most of us is we're so busy. We have such hectic lives and so many things that we have to do that we kind of forget. And it's important not to forget that, as Elisa points out, Kellogg screamed bloody murder that it was going to be too expensive for them to put labels on their boxes telling people that there's GMO material in their foods. That was complete BS. Clearly, it was, they didn't have to raise the price of Eggos to put this stupid label on it now. So, you know, don't forget, folks. Don't forget these companies. They lie when it's in their best interest. They don't want you to know that there's genetically modified ingredients in their food for some reason. And just like you pointed out last week, or was it this week when I was doing a show, about DES, how the FDA said, don't worry about it.
Well, that's what they said about genetically
modified.
That's
what they're saying about that study with the rats and the tumors and GMO corn. They're saying, don't worry about it. It really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So just don't forget. These companies depend on you forgetting this stuff. That's the problem. Don't forget. So anyway, I guess we should go ahead and take our first commercial break.
Okay.
We actually went a little bit long, and it's going to be a fun show. We've got lots of great things to talk about, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
La 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 long, la 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 long, 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 come on. La 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 long, la 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 long, 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 hey.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. If you want to build muscle and burn fat, if you want to transform your body, your health, and fitness, then your goal should be to get a copy of The Blueprint from Rob Ragish. Learn what the Blueprint Army already knows. There is no faster way to change the way you look and feel than by using The Blueprint. And now, when you order The Blueprint, you will also get absolutely free the Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout Seminar. That's a $20 value, absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RGCell Super Stem Cell Support. RGCell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RGCell banner ad today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Come on.
Come on.
Welcome back. Come on. Gather around. Elisa's got a story to tell.
I want to talk about vaccines again. I know we talk about
can't
those
talk
often.
About them enough. I agree. And by the way, for those of you who may have seen a post on, someone said, "Hey, Carl, I think you have the flu." No, I think I had the attenuated flu because I didn't have any fever, but I didn't get any vaccine, and I'm still not going to get a vaccine. Well, you know what? My body has developed immunity now, immune function to whatever I was exposed to that it wouldn't have had I gotten some vaccine. So,
I don't think I've ever gotten the flu shot, honestly. Yeah. But this year, they're pushing it so hard, and people are so scared, and everybody seems to be getting it.
They're getting the vaccine and they're getting the flu.
Yes. So I was texting with one of my friends this morning and I said to her, "Did you end up getting the flu shot?" And she said, "Yes, against my will."
Yeah.
And I thought,
who tied you down and forced you to get it?
Mm-hmm. And then I said, "Do you know which one you got? And did you get the flu?" And she said, she didn't answer the question about getting the flu, but she said that she had the paperwork at home of the flu shot that she got, but she didn't read it.
And that she paid extra for a special version of it,
mm-hmm.
which we don't even know what that means.
No. But would you get a vaccine wouldn't you ask for the insert to read about the ingredients?
The truth is, no. If I was the type of person who was getting vaccines, I probably would just say to my doctor, "I want the flu shot." And the doctor would go and come in with a syringe and stick it in my arm and go, "You're done." People don't ask for the inserts. They should. In fact, if there's one thing that I could get the people in this audience who continue to get the flu vaccine, that's your choice. I'm not saying either way that you're right or wrong. Maybe you're right. Who knows? But what I would ask that you start doing, if nothing else, is ask for the insert and read it the way you read the ingredients on the food that you eat. I have to tell you, I think if you read the insert, you will still maybe get the flu vaccine, but I don't think you'll trust it as much. I think the most profound things that you'll see on the insert, aside from the fact that it has aluminum and thimerosal in it, is that all the flu vaccine manufacturers admit openly on their inserts that they don't even know if it's effective at preventing the flu. They say it. They say it. I'm not saying it. It's not like I'm putting words. They say it. We have not conducted the types of tests to determine whether or not this is effective at keeping you from getting the flu.
Well, and don't they say that it's only effective 62% of the time anyway? And how did they come up with that number?
I am trying to get somebody on the show right now who says that that's actually incorrect. It's only effective about 2% of the time. If you really look at it, the CDC is extrapolating, and it's BS that it's not effective 60% of the time at all. It's far, far, far less effective.
Vince Napoli posted on my Facebook a conversation with evidently GlaxoSmithKline has a vaccine out called Florex, F-L-U-A-R-I-X.
Right.
And they have a telephone number that pregnant women are supposed to call if they got the vaccine, because they want to follow them till the
birth
to make sure there are no birth defects.
Right.
And evidently, this particular vaccine is supposed to cause infertility in women as well.
Right. That's one of the insert.
Yes.
Side effects.
One of the that's stated
this is
on
not,
the insert.
This is not like this is something from some propaganda website. This is on, we're looking at their insert right now.
And that's on their insert.
Along with Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is the human version of mad cow disease, is another potential warning that you can develop. The adverse reactions that are listed on this are scary. If you look at it, you go, wait a minute. Here, I may take my chances with the flu.
Here it says on their insert, pregnancy registry, GlaxoSmithKline maintains a surveillance registry to collect data on pregnancy outcomes and newborn health status outcomes following vaccination with Florex during pregnancy. Women who receive Florex during pregnancy should be encouraged to contact GlaxoSmithKline directly, or their health care providers should contact us by calling this number. And it's scary, because they say pregnant women should get the vaccine. Those are one of the high risk categories that should get the vaccine. That's what
right.
they always stress when you see this in the news.
But they're not they don't have any proof that it's effective or what side effects it's going to cause in these pregnant women. So these women who are going out and getting the flu vaccine while pregnant under their doctor's advice, they are the guinea pigs of this widespread test. And GlaxoSmithKline is gathering the data from their experimentation on their own child, their own fetus, that will determine what they do later on in the future as far as this administering this to pregnant women. So You're a fool if you're pregnant and you get the flu vaccine. I don't care what anybody says.
Well, and now I'm looking at the ingredients, and it has, among many other things, it has formaldehyde.
Yeah.
It has thimerosal.
Right.
Polysorbate 80. And the list goes on with a lot of names that I can't even pronounce. And it's why would you put that into your body?
That's a good question.
So Last night I was having a conversation with a healthcare worker. She's a nurse. She was seated next to me at the dinner table.
She asked you, did you get the flu vaccine, right?
She asked me, and I said, no. And I said, did you? She goes, yes, I have to, since I'm a healthcare worker. They're now firing healthcare workers, which we talked about, that hospital in Indianapolis that fired people.
Right.
She said the past few years she didn't get it, and she used religious reasons as her reason for not getting it. But this year, there was so much pressure on her, and her daughter got the flu, and then she was caring for her daughter. She
right.
decided she'd better get it.
Right.
And people are scared to death this year.
Yes. Well, but not only that, but I hope that someday they can go back and when we are able to show that some of those vaccines did cause problems, I hope that their class action suit comes and goes back and sues those hospitals for forcing those people to get a vaccine, for forcing them.
Well, and then I said, no, I didn't get it because I frankly don't want to be putting mercury into my body.
And she said,
well, it's just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
I said, what would happen if a little bit of mercury were to spill in your hospital? What would they do?
Right.
I said, they'd probably come in with hazmat
right.
uniforms on to collect it, even
right.
if it is a little bit.
Right, right. And so a little bit on the floor, and they send hazmat out, but an even smaller amount injected directly into your bloodstream, but that's okay.
Yes. And she just looked at me, and she really didn't say anything
else.
Well,
what could she say?
And meanwhile, I got to tell you, meanwhile, she was coughing and hacking and blowing her nose, and she sounded like she had symptoms.
Something. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you what people are getting. They're getting the attenuated flu. They're getting a version of the flu, but it's not the full-blown flu, so they're not thinking they got the flu. And that's part of the problem in the data collection of whether or not it works. So the whole thing is just nonsense. Okay, you know what? Last time I got sick with the flu was in 2008.
Uh-huh.
So 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, here, I got it again, 13, 5, every 5 years. If I get the flu every 5 years, who cares?
I would rather get the flu than to get the flu shot, yeah. Honestly.
And if this was the flu, was it really that bad? Okay, so I came in and I did my job and I sounded like Barry White a couple days. But, I mean, it's like it didn't kill me. It wasn't life-threatening. It wasn't like, oh, my God, I need to protect myself from getting this. No, I mean, life goes on.
Okay, so now I'm looking at an article on Natural News website.
Right.
It says, vaccine court awards millions to two autistic children damaged by vaccines.
Yeah, yeah.
The first child case involves a 10-year-old boy named Ryan from California who quickly regressed into an autism spectrum disorder following routine vaccinations he received between 2003 and 2005, and specifically the combinations, it was the MMR, measles, mumps, and rubella.
Right, which we know is like an overburden to a child's system.
Prior to getting the vaccination, he was a perfectly healthy young boy.
For those of you who want the inserts, who you've already gotten a vaccine, and you know what vaccine you got, you can go to vaccinesafety.edu, and they have a link. Actually, it's vaccinesafety.edu/package_inserts, and that's plural, .htm. And you can get the insert that you should have asked for before they stuck the needle in your arm. And read for yourself what they injected in you and what the side effects are, and that no research has been done to prove that it will protect you against the flu, which to me is absurd.
And also on Wikipedia, they have a list of vaccine ingredients for every single vaccine that's available out there. So I just typed in list of vaccine ingredients, and it comes up, and it has, you know, the hepatitis and everything is on here.
Right.
And it just tells you what the ingredients are.
Right.
So you can at least see what you're going to be injecting into your body.
Right. And then make the decision. Then if you still want to get the vaccine, then get it. I am not saying you're a fool for getting the vaccine. We don't know that. No one knows that. You may be the smart one for getting the vaccine, but just like, you know, GMO, shouldn't you know what's in it? That's all. And shame on doctors for not handing the insert to people and saying, hey, I'm going to go fill that syringe up with the vaccine. You may want to look at this. This is what I'm injecting in you. The doctor is taking the responsibility of saying, you're okay. This is fine. You're going to be fine. You don't need to know that. And people are taking that as an unspoken contract. The doctor wouldn't hurt me. Well, guess what? That doctor's stupid. They hurt themselves.
They don't even read the inserts.
Ah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Here it says, courts have quietly admitted in the past that vaccines cause brain damage and autism. Back in 2008, the U.S. Court of Federal Claims admitted that vaccines, and particularly those that contain mercury-based preservative, thimerosal, can cause autism.
But it's only a little bit. Tell that to the child. Tell that to the parents and the child.
Exactly.
To tell them, well, it's just a little bit. And the end, FDA says a little bit can't hurt you. And I've convinced myself that just a little bit isn't going to hurt me.
And why is there such a rise in autism?
Yeah, exactly. There's more than just, it's just more than just vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of things. I mean, it really is. But vaccines definitely have an assault. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got lots of good things to talk about. You're listening to Casual Friday on Super Humor Radio. I said that fast. Here we go.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RG Cell Super Stem Cell Support. RG Cell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RG Cell banner ad today.
Happy New Year! Make 2013 your best year ever by getting the jump on burning more body fat. Now you can try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch free for 1 month. What do you have to lose except for the weight? You've heard listeners on the show talk about how great it works for them. What are you waiting for? This patch works for anyone at any age. Never any jitters or stimulants. Just fat loss. Don't miss the boat. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Are you in the midst of cutting body fat? Feel exhausted when it's time to train but don't want to use pre-workout drinks because they're loaded with sugar and carbs? Ice V2 is here to help you get intense while carbohydrate depleted. Ice V2 has only 1 gram of non-sugar carbs per serving. Ice V2 is loaded with strength-amplifying anabolic activators that will make your workouts more productive while allowing you to cut the fat. Cut the fat. Loaded with amino acids, Ice V2 contains the unique 4-mL Norvaline that acts as a pump amplifier. Get Ice V2 today at xfmuscle.com.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Calling all men! The Men's Stack is here from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. The Men's Stack will give you the energy you need to train harder and the materials you need to build new muscle. The Men's Stack includes American Protein Isolate, Stimulant-Free Pre-Workout Alpha Rage, Muscle Pump Activator, L-Arginine, AKG, and Multivitamin Plus Minerals specifically formulated for men. Now, Superhuman Radio listeners can get this Men's Stack for just $99 and free shipping while supplies last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the coffee shop.
I got to tell you, you're really calm today. Last week you were kind of on a rant.
I didn't feel good. You know, when you've had dogs
today.
When you were young, right? You had a dog mm-hmm. When the dog gets sick, he bites everybody that comes near him, right? Well, I'm serious. When an animal is sick, it's irritable. It doesn't want to be bothered. It's like I don't feel good. So that's what was going on last week. I'm happy now.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So there was an article from A4M, and the article title is "Aging is a Lie."
Yeah.
And what was your response when I said that to you?
I said, tell that to the millions of old people out there. And mm-hmm. then I said, well, the notion that you have to age with disease states absolutely is a lie. I think that we're going to age no matter what.
Well, in this article, they talk about how Big Pharma, they have new drugs that come out that might extend aging, and the drugs are studied on how they work and then their interactions, and then they rush them to market. But then they go on to talk about things like simple things like baking soda and how baking soda has so many properties and treatments, but it's not patentable.
Right.
So they won't, Big
Pharma, promote it.
They won't promote it. And so then they say there's the emerging field of holistic medicine pushing things into a whole new realm. And they talk about how human growth hormone helps people that are aging.
Right.
They talk about, melatonin.
Right.
But that those things are not patentable.
Right, and their approach, what they're saying is that why isn't the medical orthodoxy looking at the best practices as opposed to what's profitable?
Then there's the whole matter of organic foods, healthy living, regular exercise, and so forth.
Right.
So what they're going to, what they're proposing to do is to do a study, because there's never been a study done with people using all of these holistic practices, yeah, including human growth hormone.
Yeah. I like to be part of that study. You know, A4M, in 2009, upon, God, I'm sorry.
They're planning on coming up with a group of 20 to 25 volunteers.
I'm
we
there.
Should volunteer.
I'm gonna, as a matter of fact, I'm going to email Dr. Bob Goldman right after the show today. In 2009, I had Dr. Ronald Klatz on our show, who is Goldman's, second in command over at A4M. Because, in 2009, upon the, new administration taking office, and there was a lot of hope, and we knew that we had a healthcare debacle back then, because Congress was in the process of debating a $1.6 trillion reduction over 10 years, to the, debt, contribution from healthcare that's plaguing the government today. So it was back in 2009 that A4M put together a 12-point plan, actionable healthcare plan, a blueprint for a low-cost, high-yield wellness model of healthcare by 2012. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now listen to this.
I'm listening.
They laid out in this document, which I believe the document is like 600 or 700 pages long altogether. They laid out in this document that by 2012, the reduction to health care could be $3.64 trillion if the medical orthodoxy stopped looking at sick care and started looking at well care and getting people healthy as opposed to treating disease. And it was all the stuff that we talk about on this show, you know, biomarkers for aging, stem cell and nanotechnology investments and blah, blah, blah. And all this stuff has come to fruition, by the way, in the background. A lot of the things that they were talking about in this plan, we're seeing coming to light today in science, in research, right?
Uh-huh.
So it's not like as though it was some Flash Gordon, oh, this is, you know, BS. So the government went, oh, let's not pay attention to that. Those are those kooks. This was real sound medicine that they proposed. And it would have shaved $3.64 trillion off of healthcare. Trillion with a T. A big amount of number. I mean, you know, we're talking about billions. We're splitting hairs about billions, right? Well, 80 billion. We need to save 80 billion. This is 3.64 trillion where it counts in healthcare. Nobody, nobody at the White House, nobody at the current administration, nobody at the Republican side, nobody at the Democratic side, nobody at Capitol Hill even paid attention to this document that was sent individual copies to everybody on Capitol Hill, because I had Dr. Ronald Klatz on my show and we talked about it.
Dr. Ronald Klatz is the one who wrote this article.
Yeah, I'll have him back on the show.
Here he says,
by the way, he came on my show, I have to say this, and during one of the commercial breaks, he heard the CanSee eye drop spot,
uh-huh,
and he started using CanSee eye drops back in 2009.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah,
well, here he writes, problem, would widespread success in anti-aging bankrupt pension plans and social security? What happens to retirement age? And then with people working perhaps into their mid-70s, what happens to the unemployment picture? These are genuinely tough questions. It seems to me that anti-aging is a lot like crime. Everyone talks about fighting it and how bad it is, but when push comes to shove, it's an indispensable business model. He says here that the government, and he's saying that nothing scares him more about people not dying, that nothing scares the government more than people not dying on time.
And
I had to read that a couple times to make sure I was reading it right.
I did that show. I did a show called The Government Wants You to Die on Time. And the reason was that the government paid the Intelligence Committee to do research on the most threatening technologies that threaten the United States, either economically, geographically, politically, or military. And the number one technology that has the greatest threat and impact to us is Geron technology, the science of living longer. Now, the interesting thing about the study is
the intelligence community put a positive spin on it. They and everybody, I even sent a copy of it to Ginny Robards, and she read it, and she says, well, I don't see any problem here. They're saying that, you know, this could be a good thing. But in the back of my mind, I'm saying, no, it's not a good thing. The government can't say this is a bad thing, people living longer, because think what that would implicate them of, right?
Mm-hmm.
But let's face it, the government depends on people dying, the transfer of wealth at once someone dies, the money is redistributed to their kin, there's taxes paid on it. I mean, the government depends on you getting sick and paying money to insurance companies. The government depends on this process. It's a business. And they are threatened by people. That's why after I did that show, the government expects you to die on time. I got to find out when I did that. I think I did that in 2009 also, so I'm way ahead of the curve here. When I did that show, I used to start saying to people, and flip the government the bird and live longer.
Yes, I remember you said that several times.
Flip the government the bird and live longer. So, yeah, I know. I mean, you know what? A-Forum has some great ideas, and nobody pays attention to them because they have successfully whitewashed the whole anti-aging movement as a bunch of old geezers who want to look young and have young wives. And it has nothing to do with that. It has all to do with staving off age-related disease. And quite frankly, I have to say, and I'm sorry to say what I'm about to say, that Suzanne Somers has not done a lot to help us. She has done good things for women with her books, but with all her plastic surgery and all of her fawning and strapless shoulders and you know, posing for the, with her, it's all about looking young. That's what she's saying. What she's saying is anti-aging is about me still being able to be a young chick. And it's not. It's about avoiding disease. She is not a good role model for the anti-aging community, and neither is Dr. Jeffrey Life, quite frankly.
That's the guy from Synagenics?
Yeah. Yeah, the guy who they tied his tongue when he went on talk about growth hormone on CNN or Fox News, wherever it was, and they made him look like a laughingstock. They made him look like a fool. He just had to stand up for himself one time.
We just need to get you out there.
I don't know about that either. I don't know that I'm a good because with me they'll say, well, this guy admits to using large doses of anabolic steroids. He's a meathead.
Is testosterone an anabolic steroid?
Yes, it is. So is estrogen, quite frankly.
But it's okay for women to use hormone replacement. It's not okay for men.
Well, but I've openly admitted my use for performance enhancement as well. That probably is a skeleton in my closet that would eliminate me from being the.
But you don't any longer.
No, I know. I mean, I experimented with it. I was experimenting was what I was doing.
Hmm.
So anyway, but you know what? I filled the syringe up, but I didn't inject. I could use the Clinton model. I didn't inhale. I filled up the syringe, but I didn't inject it.
I want to talk. Do we have a few minutes before the break?
Of course. Yeah.
I want to talk about Ashton Kutcher. It's kind of all over the news about how he was hospitalized after following the fruitarian diet, which is what Steve Jobs did for that. He lived that
way. Until he developed cancer, and then he became a full-blown vegan. He followed the Dean Ornish diet. But right, exactly.
Well, and so since Ashton Kutcher is playing him in a movie, he's gone overboard and went even with the same diet. And he got sick and was hospitalized.
Yeah, no wonder. And you know what? Let's face it. What is the fruitarian diet? It's fruit and nuts.
And seeds.
Seeds.
No, I mean, animal products.
Yeah, so basically you're eating what a macaw, parrot would eat, or some other bird. You're eating like a bird. We're humans, for crying out loud. What's wrong with you stupid people that eat like that?
It says here, this is a quote from him. I was doubled over in pain, and my pancreas levels were completely out of whack, which was completely terrifying considering everything.
Well, considering that Steve Jobs had pancreatic cancer. I mean, really?
Why would he do that? I guess he was trying to lose weight also.
No, because a lot of these guys, when they play a person, they try to get in character. So they want to eat what he ate. They want to visit the places he visited, read the books he read, and become and try to, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Channel this person. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I can understand them doing it. He's dedicated to his trade. But you know what? It wasn't good for Steve Jobs. And it's not good for Ashton Kutcher.
No.
So, and you know, there's a lot to be learned from what Ashton Kutcher is talking about here. For those out there who feel sorry for animals and don't want to eat animal protein, fruitarianism probably isn't the way to go.
So then I was reading on, Dominique Less posted on my Facebook, and it's on Digital Spy website, that Burger King reveals it has burgers that contained horse meat.
The French love that, I bet. They love horse. No, I'm serious. They love, the French love horse meat.
It says here, Burger King has revealed that its burgers were contaminated with horse DNA. But the reason why I bring this up at this point is because at the bottom on the comment section,
right,
it was, this is from a vegetarian. Ha, take that, you meat-eating mongers.
Yeah, right. Ooh, that hurt. First of all, every...
it says, while you're at it, you should also know that red meat contains carcinogens that are directly linked to cancer.
Oh, wow. And come on, please. Some idiot. Whoever that idiot
is. Even the World Cancer Research Fund has set it on record that eating one sausage increases the risk of bowel cancer.
Well, sausage and hot dogs isn't meat, you fool. Well, that's a fool. That's a fool that's saying that. They're comparing. How about a grass-fed steak? That's not the same thing.
No, it's not.
Oh, but the, you know what? The whole defense of vegetarianism has fallen apart. It really has. So it doesn't even matter.
So you're saying that's really no big deal that they had horse DNA?
No,
in their
of course
meat?
Not. First of all, I've eaten horse meat, and it's very tasty. It's sweet. Okay, every society has different animals that they embrace. So here in the United States, we have domesticated dogs. Dog is man's best friend. Dog, dog, dog. Then you go over to Asia, and they have dogs for dinner.
Well, I think
so. That doesn't. My point is this: animal protein is animal protein. We invest special characteristics and features into some animals, and we say, "Well, no, that's off the table. We will not eat those." But other cultures go, hey, it's meat. I'm eating it. There's cultures that eat rat. There's cultures that eat pigeon. There's cultures that eat horse. Why is a horse any better than a cow?
Well, I think the point of this article was that it was supposed to be beef, and it ended up having horse meat in it, which was not supposed to.
And that is how I ate horse meat. I owned a couple candy stores when I was very, very young with Al Fasano. We had three candy stores. I was in high school, and we made some money at the racetrack, so we bought a couple candy stores. And we bought really cheap hamburger patties. And the guy admitted to me, he says, look, these are part horse meat. That's why they're so cheap. And we're like, okay, that's fine. And I ate them. They were great.
How old were you?
I was 16 years old.
And who was the guy that you bought them from?
Oh, some Italian guy.
Off the street?
No, 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 no. It was the guy who supplied meat to restaurants.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, I like the taste of the horse meat beef hamburgers. They had a sweet, if I tasted one today, I could say that's horse meat. That's how well I got to like them, because I like the flavor. So, anyway.
Interesting.
Yep. Okay, so we have to take a break on that note. Elisa is like, you're looking at me like, ew, that's gross.
It is disgusting. to you.
Because
that's my choice.
You love horses, right?
Yes.
And so you look at a horse.
I grew up around horses.
So did I. I worked at the racetrack.
Oh, that's right.
So, but you know what? Why are horses sacred and cows aren't? And why are parrots sacred and chickens aren't? It's what we humans invest in it. That's all it is.
Yes.
Stay tuned. Right back with more Casual Friday.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits, turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Don't go. Don't go. This music's on my MP3 player now, so I know it all by heart. Okay. Welcome back to Casual Friday. The never-ending story about the assault on our bodies. A little mercury, a little arsenic, a little this, a little that. Is it any wonder why people aren't getting sicker and sicker and sicker in this country? Talk about the information you want to talk about.
Well, I shared an article on Facebook this week about 13 banned foods that are still allowed in the U.S.
Right.
Okay, one of the banned foods that's at the bottom of the list here is poultry. The arsenic in poultry,
right.
The ingredient arsenic,
right.
Is banned in other countries but still allowed in the U.S.
Right, because the FDA says a little arsenic isn't going to hurt you.
The FDA promotes arsenic permits arsenic in chicken feed to promote growth, improve efficiency in feeding the birds, and boost pigmentation. The arsenic affects the blood vessels in chickens and turkeys, causing them to appear pinker and therefore fresher.
Mm-hmm.
The European Union has outlawed the use of arsenic since 1999, and the EPA classifies inorganic arsenic as a human carcinogen.
Now, it's important to note something here. Inorganic arsenic is what we're talking about here, folks. This is not the naturally occurring arsenic that happens to be in the earth's soil that gets pulled into the roots of plants that you eat. Even in organic vegetables, we're talking about inorganic, man-made arsenic. And that doesn't come out of the body very easily. And so someone said...
It builds up in our body.
Yes, someone had suggested, well, just cook your chicken with onions.
Kevin Stevens.
And the onions will bind to the arsenic.
Neutralize
the arsenic. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's true of inorganic arsenic. I think it's true of organic arsenic. The organic arsenic and inorganic arsenic act very, very differently. That's why your body can cope with organic arsenic and rid your body of it. But inorganic arsenic accumulates in the body.
So if we purchase organic chickens, does that take care of the issue?
Yes, of course. Of course, because they're not putting inorganic arsenic, and hopefully no arsenic at all. These chickens are just eating what chickens eat, worms and their own poop and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, Jay, I this is a good question. I'm going to have to call Jay King, our farmer, and ask him, do you use any arsenic in your chicken feed? Do you buy commercial chicken feed? You know, how do you feed these chickens when there's not enough on the ground to feed them?
What about the eggs from the chicken?
Sure. If these chickens are being fed an arsenic ingredient in their diet, it's definitely going to come out in the eggs.
Oh, that's scary. As much eggs as we consume.
I know. So the discussion about arsenic comes back. And this time it's not Dr. Oz.
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's Lisa Profumo.
That's scary. Okay, so another ingredient was synthetic hormones in milk and dairy products. Dairy farmers inject cows with genetically engineered growth hormones to boost milk production about 10%. Cows treated with these synthetic hormones often become lame, infertile, and suffer from inflamed and infected udders.
Udders, yeah. It's called mastitis.
Humans who consume these cows' byproducts are in no better shape. The milk is supercharged with IGF-1, which has been linked to breast, colon, and prostate cancer. So when I posted that, Dr. Chrysler said that that's not true about IGF-1.
No. IGF-1 is linked to these cancers in the same fashion that oxygen is linked to certain cancer growth as well. It's corollary. It's not causative. Okay?
Okay.
In fact, there's a study that was just published that looked at DHT, estrone, and flutamide on the development and increase in androgen receptors on prostate cancer cells and IGF-1 receptors on prostate cancer cells. And these are corollary. They're not causative.
So
it's not because if IGF-1 caused these cancers, then every 14-year-old boy would have these cancers. Every 14-year-old girl would have these cancers because IGF-1 levels are raging at that time. They'd all have breast cancer, colon cancer, uterine cancer. So clearly IGF-1 doesn't cause these. However, IGF-1 can promote them to grow faster once these cancers occur. And rightfully so, because IGF-1 causes everything to grow faster. It causes your body to heal. Causes new cells to turn over and new cells to form.
Well, can't the same be said for human growth hormone?
Well, yeah, because human growth hormone increases IGF-1 as well. Exactly.
Right.
So, but you're right. So you can't blame IGF-1 for the cancers. You can't blame them. It's making the good things in your body work just as well as the bad things in your body.
So
Crystal's right.
The next ingredient is BHA and BHT, which is found in cereal, nut mixes, gum, butter, meat, dehydrated potatoes, and beer.
Mm.
Made from petroleum, these waxy solids act as preservatives to prevent food from becoming rancid and developing objectionable odors. A better solution may be natural rosemary and sage. In 2006 study, some organic herbs and spices proved to be efficient at preventing oxidative decay in meat, which ultimately could improve the shelf life of other products.
Right.
California is the only state that recognizes the U.S. National Institute of Health report that BHA may be a human carcinogen.
Good for them. Good for California. But yeah, it's always shocking the things that, you know, we're supposed to be so much more progressive here, yet the FDA allows us to be exposed to so many. I said it before, I'll say it again, and I'll say it again in the future sometime. More people have died and more lives have been shortened at the hand of the FDA than pick any five other things that have taken lives. The plague, the Nazi regime, you know, you put them all together. And the FDA is trumping them day in and day out by the decisions that they make to allow the companies that they provide oversight to poison and kill American people. And this is yet further proof that you can murder in this country and not go to jail as long as the right agencies get paid.
Mm-hmm.
The FDA is living proof of that.
I'm just going to go through the list here really quick. Coloring agents, blue 1, blue 2, yellow 5, and yellow 6, which is found in cake, candy, macaroni and cheese, medicines, sports drinks, soda and pet food and cheese. Olestra, which is
Olestra was designed to keep you from absorbing fat.
In fat-free potato chips.
Yeah, to keep people from getting fat from the fat in potato chips. It's the damn potatoes, you dope. It's not the fat.
Shouldn't be eating fat-free potato chips anyway.
And you know what happened? Those people who ate those Olestra-laden potato chips, they got a real surprise because it caused projectile pooping. They had like they couldn't even get to the bathroom fast enough. They were pooping in their pants.
Brominated vegetable oil, a.k.a. BVO. It's found in sports drinks and citrus-flavored sodas.
I never heard of that.
No. Potassium bromate, a.k.a. brominated flour, found in rolls, wraps, flatbread, breadcrumbs, and bagel chips. And the last one is azo dicarbamide, which is found in breads, frozen dinners, pasta mixes, and baked goods that are packaged.
And these are not allowed in other countries. But we can eat all we want here thanks to the FDA.
Yes.
Thanks for continuing to protect us, FDA. You're the best. we have to take our last commercial break, okay?
Okay.
And when we come back, we've got a couple more funny things to talk about. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars. You want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answer to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
DJ Yoda. Here we go.
Welcome back. Come on, Little Richard. Hurry up already.
Are you still doing the mashups and you're still playing those
morning? Oh, yeah. 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. every morning, Monday through Friday, Eastern time. You can listen to all these great mashups while you work out with limited commercial interruption. Every 15 to 18 minutes, you get a 30-second spot, and that's it. Yeah, I get a lot of people who really love it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I forgot to talk about it. I just looking at our listenership today. We have a lot of live listeners today. And, you know, there's always a couple that jump out at me because I know who they are. There's only two people that listen to us on the island of Mauritius, which is off of the east coast of Madagascar. So I have to bet Dominique Lest is listening live today.
Hey, Dominique.
We have a listener in Hong Kong. I don't know who you are, but thanks for listening. And then we have, like, 18 or 19 listeners in Australia, mainly on the east coast of Australia, all the way from what looks like Brisbane all the way down to Melbourne.
That's interesting.
I know. I love it. I love the live listeners.
We should do a get-together in Australia.
Yes, we should. We absolutely should. And then the United States looks like a child's birthday party. There's balloons everywhere. I don't even know where to start. I mean, from the east coast to the west coast and all the way up. In Washington State and Vancouver. We've got listeners in three listeners in Vancouver. Who's in Vancouver? I don't know. Okay, so thank you for listening live. We love that.
Yes, thank you.
Makes it worthwhile.
I wanted to talk a little bit about acid reflux. It seems like it's so on the rise right now.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. I have agita. The Italians, we call that agita.
Agita.
When it comes back up.
You know what I mean? Oh, you know, we forgot to talk about, speaking of Italians, we forgot to talk about the chicken cacciatore.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about this first, and then we'll talk about the chicken cacciatore.
Okay. Seven foods that cause acid reflux, which I found interesting. Chocolate was one of them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I would have lost that bet.
It contains caffeine and other stimulants, which cause reflux. It's high in fat, and fat causes reflux. And it's also high in cocoa, which causes reflux.
Okay. I don't think fat causes reflux, except in people who have problems with their gallbladder. I mean, if you've lived a low-fat diet for a long time, yeah, some fat is going to definitely have a hard time digesting because your body's not used to it. So I would debate that one.
Okay, sodas and other carbonated beverages.
I believe that, yeah.
Because of the carbonation.
Sure.
Fried food.
That's for sure.
Alcohol.
Aw.
High-fat dairy products.
I've never found that to be true, and I eat raw unpasteurized butter with a spoon.
Yes, you do.
So I have
and coconut oil.
And I eat coconut oil with a spoon. So, but see, I eat a lot of fat. So my body is used to dealing with fat. But go ahead.
I hear high-fat meats.
Yeah.
Caffeine.
So basically caffeine and fat cause
That's what it's
acid
saying.
Reflux.
And the deep-fried food, that's because...
And acid reflux is an important discussion because every other person's on Nexium or some proton pump inhibitor, right?
Yes, that's correct.
There's research out there that shows that taking melatonin at bedtime can reduce the occurrence of acid reflux to a greater degree than taking Nexium. Now, you'll ask why. What does melatonin have to do with anything?
Why? What does melatonin have to do with anything?
Thank you. basically, the body prunes the flora at night while you sleep. And part of the whole process of replenishing the digestive system, which is, let's not forget, digestion is nothing more than a very unique part of your immune system. Think about it. Okay? But melatonin plays a profound role on the immune system, right?
Mm-hmm.
Melatonin plays a profound role on keeping the digestive tract healthy as well. And so people are saying, well, wait a minute, Carl, how can digestion be part of the immune system? Well, think about it. When something foreign is introduced into your body's ability to cope with it, not get sick from it, and then get it out of your system is all part of what the immune system does, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think happens when you take an animal and eat it? You've just introduced something into your body that your immune system has to cope with, process, and get out of your body. So digestion is nothing more than the
most efficient portion of your immune system at work. So there you go.
Okay, so then it states 9 medications that cause heartburn.
Okay.
Ibuprofen.
Yeah, and you know why that is, right? Because the stomach needs COX-1 and COX-2.
Uh-huh.
And what does that do? It reduces cyclooxygenase. And where? Right in the stomach where it's digesting. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Bone-strengthening drugs.
Mm-hmm. Shouldn't be taking them anyway.
I know. Blood pressure drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Aspirin.
Another drug.
Sleeping pills and sedatives.
Drugs.
Iron supplements.
To some people, too high of a dose of iron can cause gastric distress. Go ahead.
Tricyclic antidepressants.
Another drug. I should have counted. I think that's 5 drugs so far.
Antibiotics and potassium supplements.
Okay, so 80% of what you said that causes the problem of
heartburn,
right? Like out of the 9 things that you listed, right? They're all drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words,
I said 9 medications that cause.
Oh, okay. I'm an idiot. There you go.
I was wondering.
But I mean, it's like, oh my God. So all these drugs that people take cause heartburn, and then they go to the doctor and he gives you another drug, Nexium.
Mm-hmm.
It's the stupidest system in the world.
And then the 5 home remedies for heartburn are chewing gum, baking soda, licorice.
Real licorice. We're not talking about the sweet Twizzlers.
Yeah. Aloe.
Oh, yeah.
Slippery elm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
No ginger extract?
No, they didn't say ginger.
Yeah, ginger helps. There's no doubt about it.
Speaking of aloe, I finally found an aloe vera that didn't have any additives to it. It's
just
all
clear.
It's clear. It's all just pure aloe.
Nothing else,
gel.
Right.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I've been mixing that with vitamin E and vitamin E oil and using it as a moisturizer on my skin.
After you get out of the bath or the
it's
shower.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very good. Okay. Did I just snort?
Did you learn that from the horses you used to work around?
Yeah, no, the piggies. I'm gonna talk in piggy. Okay, so anyway, I want to talk about the chicken cacciatore.
Yes.
So Lisa made chicken cacciatore the other night. It was so good, and we got to talking about it. You know, in Italian, cacciatore is hunter.
Right.
It's chicken. It's basically hunter's style chicken. And we talk about the hunter-gatherer lifestyle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Chicken cacciatore is the meal made by those who were hunter-gatherers. Mm-hmm. They hunted, and then they went and gathered some vegetables from out in the wilderness, put it in a pot, and stewed it, and that was it.
Well, basically what I was trying to do was cook from my pantry or from the freezer. Just use something and not have to go to the grocery store. You know, it's like kind of a budget thing,
well,
right?
Well, I was going to say that. So every
that
at
goes
least
with
once
my
a week,
frugalness.
At least once a week, Elisa goes, you know, we have this, we have that, we have this. If we don't cook it, we're going to throw it away. So this is going to be dinner tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So you're always looking for ways to make sure that we use everything that's in the fridge.
Right. So I had red pepper, I had onion, I had garlic. So I just made chicken cacciatore. It was so good.
And I could eat that every day. As a matter of fact, I took a spoon and I sopped up the sauce like it was stew.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good. Yeah. Excellent. Everybody should make chicken cacciatore. What else do we have to talk about, Elisa?
There's only one other thing I wanted to talk about because we were just talking about aspirin just mm-hmm. now, how it causes heartburn. Well, there was a new study that came out that said taking aspirin a few times a week triples risk of blindness.
Did we talk about that?
We
did talk about that already.
Did we?
I think last Casual Friday we talked about the aspirin could make you lose your vision.
Well, it just bothers me because so many people take aspirin because of the cardiovascular benefits.
Right. Right.
So just be careful. Here again, you have to study about it, read about it, and use
don't
your
overdo it.
Critical thinking skills. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Last thing, I get emails from people all the time telling me this show is not on iTunes. That show's not on iTunes. The other show, you know, Dan Pardee's show that he did with us does not appear on iTunes. They skip right over it. Someone just emailed me and said the show that we put up yesterday with the Subversity Science Roundup is not on iTunes. I don't know why iTunes skips over shows. I have no idea. I can assure you that the RSS feed is updated and the feed that they pull from is complete. But why they selectively or randomly just skip over shows is beyond me.
Is there anything you can do about
it? I guess I'm going to have to write iTunes a letter and say, what the heck? You know, we keep getting emails from people saying, you got show 1114 and show 1116, but there's no 1115. Where did 1115 go? I don't know. iTunes determined that you don't need to see that show, I guess. That's all I know.
Can they download it from the website?
Of course. If they go to superhumanradio.com and click our RSS feed, they'll see every single show, at least the last 200 shows we've done, in succession without anything missing. But the problem is so many people depend on iTunes to deliver their podcasts that iTunes has my show held hostage. So anyway, that's it. I'll send something to iTunes today and ask them to stop doing this. But I can't imagine they're going to respond because iTunes is really very difficult to deal with. I can tell you that from past experience. Anything else, Elisa?
No, sir.
It's been a great week. We have a great week planned for you next week. Thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio as always.
Bye. Have a good weekend.
Happy
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
To the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.